What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I have deemed it the year of the woman because, and well, and I'll just say this, especially Black women, they seem to be saving America yet again. And so it is with great, great excitement and honor and humility that I'm so proud to share with each of you listeners that every Wednesday in the 2:30 hour, I'm going to be joined by a representative of or a candidate or someone related to the incredible organization known as Emily's List, who can add to its list of success stories, Vice President Kamala Harris, who hopefully will become our first female president of the United States. And to kick this off, I can think of no one better than Emily's List Senior Vice President of Communication and Content, Christina Reynolds. Thank you so much, Christina, for helping to kick off this special segment on my show.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for what you do to lift up the issues and to lift up the candidates. And I'm here for a year of the woman. I'm here for every year being a year of the woman. It's about time, right?
Oh, so you took the words right out of my mouth, Christina. I have always thought, even setting the Harvard Business School studies aside, that have demonstrated for decades now that companies make more money for their shareholders when you have more women in the boardrooms. We can look to any segment of our lives. We get better outcomes when you see more women in positions of leadership with seats at the table. So let's start at the beginning. What is Emily's List? How did it come about? Like, what is there an actual list? Like what's the deal? Who's Emily? Tell us.
A fun fact is Emily is not a name. It is an acronym. So let me back up for a second and get you started. 40 years ago, our founder, Ellen Malcolm, was involved in politics and was watching as women would come close to winning seats and not quite get there, in part because they were not the establishment choices. And people said, well, I don't know if they can win. And so they wouldn't give them money and then they wouldn't win because they didn't have enough money to win. And so Ellen said, and I should note at this point in 1984, not that long ago, no Democratic woman had been elected to the US Senate of her own right. And that's, again, not that long ago. And Ellen said, well, let's do something about it. So she gathered up a bunch of her friends in her basement. She said, bring your Rolodexes. And for any of our younger viewers and listeners, that is the content. I say that now sometimes. And I see people look at me, you know, what's a Rolodex? That's the contacts in your phone. But they brought their Rolodexes and they wrote, you know, all of their contacts and said, we're going to get Barbara Mikulski elected to the Senate and we're going to do it with $100 checks at a time. And literally, this was one of the first instances of what we now, it's a very common practice, but they did what's called bundling. They picked a candidate, they asked their friends for support, and they literally bundled up those checks for Barbara Mikulski and they sent them on. And at the same time, they asked people to also write a $100 check and support an organization that would be aimed at electing Democratic pro-choice women. And Mikulski was their first. And, you know, we love Barbara Mikulski, but she was not the last. Since then, we have expanded out into races up and down the ballot. We have expanded across the country and we have helped elect, we're very proud, more than 1,700 women. And that includes Vice President Kamala Harris. We love talking about Kamala Harris for a wide variety of reasons. But we love talking about her because we've actually been with her at every level of the ballot. When she ran for San Francisco DA, when she ran for Attorney General, when she ran for the Senate. And so she's kind of an example of what we do. And Maggie, you're going to have to stop me because I will ramble about, I love this organization. I love our mission. So I'll keep talking. But one of the things that we do, it started, you asked who Emily is. And Emily is an acronym that stands for Early Money is Like Yeast, because it makes the dough rise. Our mission, you know, when we started, it started with money and it has since expanded out. So we wanted to help women raise money. We wanted to raise money for them. We still do that. We wanted to help them with everything from building a staff to, you know, learning how to do debate prep or do your interviews, to helping pitch them for interviews, to running independent expenditures, teaching them how to raise money on their own. We have been with our candidates often from the beginning of their career, and we're so proud to see more and more of them in leadership. The truth is, this is a system. Our government was not made for us. It was made for rich old white guys. That's who ran our government. And honestly, that's who's run our government for way too long, right? That is still the majority of our government. And so there's this vision that that's who's electable, that because that's who we've always elected. There's a vision that that's who, you know, that's who knows what they're doing. And the truth is, running for office is not rocket science. It's hard work.
Yes.
But we can teach you what you need to know. And that's something that that we work very hard with our candidates on. And our candidates all, they work really hard. They do the work. And to your point earlier, when they get in office, boy, do they make us proud. I mean, our sole mission is to get them in office. But we love what they do once they're there, because they pass more bills, they work more across the aisle, they bring their colleagues in, they get more done, and they raise issues that don't get raised if they're not there. And at a point in our country's history where our rights are so under attack, where we have rolled backwards from where we were, it's critical that our government looks more like us, so that all of our issues are actually at the table and up for debate, instead of being ignored or instead of being trampled on. And so that's not even the long version of the story, but that I will stop rambling and let you ask questions.
Christina, we will continue to tell the story about how early money is like yeast. It raises the dough.
That's right.
And that as the seed, if you will permit me to torture these growing metaphors some more.
Sure.
The seed, the money, the critical nature of early money in campaigns, and the reticence of the traditional systems, even within the Democratic Party, which you would have thought was more inclined, were so entrenched. And I think this point is so fundamental to the work of Emily's List. It's why I'm so excited to have you joining the Maggie Dawn Show. And that is, we had to sort of shake up the system a little bit. And without an organization like Emily's List, I'll say it, Kamala Harris ain't VP, period, full stop. It is that essential when you're trying to, again, get candidates through those early lower ballot, down ballot races, get that visibility going. And the money simply wasn't there because the establishment, as you rightly put, Christina, was all old rich white dudes. And they tended to call the shots in favor of other old rich white dudes, even within the Democratic Party. We've been talking about some of the impacts, why it's so important to elect pro-choice Democratic women. And I wanted to elevate, to raise up, just affirm three critical things that you said in terms of general impacts. And then we can talk about some of the other candidates that have been some of Emily's List's greatest success story.
Sure.
The number 1700 is astounding. Oh. And that is, when you see more women in elected offices, and I don't care what legislature you're looking at, what bodies you're looking at, you'll see more bills actually get passed. You will see a greater panoply of issues, which encompass, I think, the things that most voters care most deeply about. We hear politicians talk about kitchen table issues. These are the things that women will not let move off of the table. They will not let those fundamental issues that are so important to each and every one of you and your families get ignored. So we see different issues, and there's simply more reaching across the aisle. There is more collaboration. And I'm going to say this pretty point blank. I don't want to mean to put words in your mouth, Christina. My experience of government at the federal level, at two levels of local government, working with state officials, has been this consistently and in every facet of government that I've seen. Women do not lead as much or at all from a place of ego satisfaction. All politicians have a healthy ego because you raise your hand to lead, but the type of leadership deeply matters. And I see women stepping up because there is a more consistent desire to serve and less ego-driven policies and politics.
I want to jump on that for a second, if you don't mind, Maggie. I think one of the things that we see very clearly is that when women run, it is usually to address a problem in their community or to make things better in their community. It is not just to get to the next level, and so on. It is for a specific reason. Kamala Harris is a good example of this. Yes. You know, when we hear her talk about her childhood friend who was sexually abused, and you know that driving her work to go into being a prosecutor. But I think we see that, and one of the best examples of that is what happened after Donald Trump won. And that was I worked for Hillary Clinton. That was a tragic day. That was a tough day. In the entire election cycle, in the 2-year period before that day, about 900 and some women had reached out to Emily's List and said, "Hey, I'd like help running for office. Can you help me?" And that was a record. They called it the Hillary bump at the time.
Yes, yes.
In the first month after Donald Trump got elected, 1,000 women reached out. And that continued to grow. So we were over 40,000 in that first cycle after Trump, in that 2018 cycle. And that includes, in the beginning, women were finding old links on our website that we didn't even know were still there. Chrissy Houlihan, who is a member of Congress from Pennsylvania, wonderful leader. Chrissy, her daughter is LGBTQ. Chrissy herself is a veteran, but she, when Trump won, she said, "I worry about my daughter's future and you know her rights, and I worry about what's going to happen to America." And she hit reply to a $3 fundraising email from Emily's List, and attached her resume and said, "I think I'd like to run for office. What, you know, what do you think?" And someone found that and got, which I'm still impressed by, but someone found that and got back to her. That's just one example, but I think it is a sign. What happened after Trump got elected was women said two things. One, I am very worried about my community. We had a lot of women running for healthcare because they were worried that he would overturn Obamacare and what would that mean. But they said, "I'm worried about what's going to happen in my community to, you know, to my friends and neighbors," all of those things. And they said, "If that guy can be president, I'm going to figure out how to do this, right? I can run for the House. I can run for whatever.
If the bar's that low,
I can get over the bar. That's right.
Christina, I'm going to hop in here. This is Christina Reynolds, my very special guest for this first installment of, I'm going to call it, it's the year of the woman, Women Save America, the Maggie Dawn Show with Emily's List. You're going to find this segment here every week in the 2:30 slot. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to come back with Christina Reynolds, the Senior Vice President of Communications and Content at Emily's List. We're going to talk about what Emily's List looks for in a candidate. And certainly what I'm hearing is it's a desire to serve. It's a desire to address issues and concerns of family and community. This is what we see consistently in Emily's List candidates. I love it. I could talk about this for the rest of my show, for the rest of my days. Christina, thanks so much for being here. Folks, if you've got questions or comments, for Christina or I, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. This is the year of the woman, especially Black women saving America yet again. What a wonderful time to be talking about supporting and funding people. We got to do it, funding female candidates, because early money is like yeast. That is the Emily of Emily's List. We'll hear more about it after these important messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, everybody. We'll be right back.